man in his early 30s met up with his ex-girlfriend. They went to a bar. It started with catching up, and when they had a few drinks, they headed straight to the man's apartment. They reminisce about the things they used to do when they were still together, until the physical romance started. In the midst of their sexy time, his ex-girlfriend took something from her bag, and the man was surprised when she suddenly handcuffed both of his hands to his bed. She stood up, winked at him, and blew a flying kiss. She said that she'll just go to the bathroom. The man smiled and let her do her thing. The man dozed off for a moment, and when he woke up, he saw on his wall clock that 45 minutes had passed, but she hadn't returned to the room yet, and his hands were still handcuffed. Then suddenly, he heard her crying, but after a few moments, she started laughing. He also heard the opening of his drawer in the kitchen and the clattering of utensils and small knives falling. And then, she came back to his room, her eyes still watery, as if she had just been crying. She stared and smiled at him, while her right hand was hidden and positioned behind her waist, as if hiding something. I had a girlfriend who also happened to be a colleague back then when I worked at the call center in Makati City. We dated for a year and a quarter, but no formal breakup occurred between us. And here's why. Let us just call her Edna. Edna once asked me to accompany her to a friend's wedding. She told me that the guy is her ex-boyfriend. So I told her that it will be awkward for us to attend the wedding. But she told me that she knew his soon-to-be wife. And they both parted ways on good terms 3 years ago. Hearing this, I decided to accompany her to the wedding. So we planned our vacation leaves and eventually received approval from our respective supervisors. After attending the wedding ceremony in a church in Manila, Edna and I headed to a neighboring event place for the reception. I was trying to talk to some of the guests who sat with us at our designated dining table to show some social etiquette, since Edna keeps going to the restroom to reapply her cosmetics and take a quick smoke break. During a segment of the ceremony, where close friends and relatives of the newlywed couple expressed their wishes and positive intentions, Edna created an embarrassing scene in the most creepy and sick way. She seized one of the host microphones and stated aloud in front of the groom, the bride, and everyone present during the celebration. And I quote,
"I'm still in love with you. We genuinely have been sleeping together all week, doing anything from any porn videos that we saw together, and I can't stop thinking about you."
End quote. The bride was visibly stunned and eventually cried, while the majority of the guests held their phones and took videos. The bride's father was outraged and directed the security personnel to accompany Edna outside the venue. Edna began trashing the decorations and even damaging the wedding cake, so she was forcibly pulled outside the venue and detained, while an employee from the venue called the police. While the guests were filming the embarrassing and disastrous event, I noticed a group of guests shouting profanities at the groom, which I assume were the bride's siblings and relatives, while I sneak out of the venue to avoid being part of this embarrassing moment, which quickly went viral on the internet. Edna stopped showing for work a few days later, and she had previously erased her social media accounts. I tried to visit her at her apartment a week after the incident occurred, but the landlady informed me that she had already moved to another location, which Edna had not disclosed. From what I've heard, Edna's ex-boyfriend and her wife, as well as his in-laws, had already healed their differences after Edna's charges were shown to be false. Despite this, the wife experienced a panic attack and visits her doctor on a weekly basis. Just last year, a co-worker of mine who happened to be a classmate and a former colleague of Edna told me that Edna did a similar thing when she went inside a restaurant and saw another ex-boyfriend of hers was having dinner with his family. In front of the guy's wife and two children, Edna became agitated and shouted that she still loved the guy and that they had made love the previous week. After hearing this, I wish I wouldn't cross paths with Edna, especially since I have a girlfriend who I am about to marry. I was convinced by my colleagues to go to a bar and have some drinks. I was about to decline because I was saving up to buy the latest version of the iPhone, which is currently priced as if you had to sell one of your kidneys to afford it. However, my mind changed when one of my colleagues said that they're going to treat another colleague who had just broken up with his girlfriend, and it will be a show of solidarity if we go with him. We went to a music bar somewhere in Makati City. It was crowded, with people drinking and dancing to the beat of a live band. While my colleagues were comforting our friend, I excused myself and I said I was going to the dance floor to dance and sober up a bit. As I danced with random people, a woman tapped me on the shoulder and asked,
"Can I dance with you?"
The lady looked like she was in her mid-40s, but she still had that beautiful figure. Her cleavage caught my eyes, and she even had braces, giving her a youthful appearance. From what I read and heard, she is considered a cougar. Of course, I didn't refuse her request. She had an elegant and expansive aura. I focused only on her as we danced. But I also felt a bit nervous, considering she might have a husband. She had the air of a general's wife or mistress of an influential and wealthy person. Before leaving, she whispered to me,
"You're so cute. Anyways, I'll just sit for a while and just sip a little. I hope you can join me later,"
she said, pointing to where she was seated. I didn't refuse, and even though she might be considered mature by some standards, she was a certified MILF to me. After a few moments, I went to where she was sitting. We chatted and even took selfies using her iPhone I had been dreaming of. After a while, I was surprised when she suddenly touched my leg and whispered something to me.
"This place is too loud. Can we go to a quieter place where we can enjoy privately?"
she whispered to me. I hesitated because it will be embarrassing to leave my colleagues. She noticed my hesitation.
"Please, I know this is awkward, but I badly need to be happy right now. I don't have enough cash, but I hope this will suffice to convince you.
She whispered again. She opened her LV handbag. The iPhone I had been dreaming of was sealed and still in the box. Damn, what a lucky night for me. Sorry to my colleagues since I need to go with her. It's like shooting for the moon to get something free. And I even got paid. I didn't refuse her request. She signaled the waiter and paid her tab before we sneakingly left the establishment. We rode in her white Porsche Cayman and went to an expensive motel. I noticed a white lab coat laid out on the passenger seat of her car. So I assumed that she might be a doctor, but I didn't bother to confirm it with her. When we were inside the motel room, we talked for a while, and out of nowhere, she kissed me on the lips and inserted her tongue into my mouth. I was a bit surprised because I felt something small entered my mouth from hers.
Don't worry. Just take it. It's for vitality. So you can stay a little longer,
she said to me, handing me a bottled water to drink the pill she gave me. I didn't rush, because I cherish every moment as our naked bodies touch. Until I felt an uncontrollable drowsiness. I didn't realize I had fallen asleep until I suddenly felt very cold. I woke up in a bathtub filled with ice, feeling weak and struggling to move my body. When I got out of the bathtub, I crawled out of the bathroom and noticed that the water I had been soaked in was almost red. The woman was no longer in the room, and I felt a slight burning sensation in the lower part of my right abdomen until I was surprised to see a large incision there. I couldn't hold back my tears because of what happened. I tried to climb onto the bed to get my cell phone and call for help, but I stopped when I saw what was promised to me lying on the bed. The iPhone I had been dreaming of.